Thanks, Greg. Much coverage has been given to year-round E15 sales, sustainable aviation fuel, and animal feed from biofuels. But at a time when more crop demand is sorely needed, some novel ideas are being added to the mix.
Firefighting foams are one of the most common, continuous PFAS polluters in the country. And soy foam offers a biodegradable, American-grown alternative.
That's American Soybean Association President Scott Metzger at a Senate ag hearing last week. PFAS are synthetic chemicals known as forever chemicals for their extreme persistence in the environment and human body. Metzger urged Congress to speed federal approvals of firefighting soy foam, and not just to help farmers.
Widespread use of soy foam will ensure firefighters, like my son Dalton, will no longer have to worry about regular PFAS exposure while on the job.
And firefighting soy foam isn't the only soy innovation.
From tires to infrastructure products to golf balls and artificial turf. The scalable potential of these products is limitless.
And more products are being discovered every year with the help of your Indiana Soybean Alliance and their partnership with Purdue University for the annual Student Soybean Innovation Competition. Some recent inventions from Purdue students include
soy-based coffee filters.
So what we've created is a dry erase ink comparable to inks like Expo and U-Line, except with ours it is 60% hyaluronic soybean oil.
It's essentially a self-adhesive, flexible thermoplastic wrap that can be used both in a laboratory and the household.
And that wrap, called Soy Shield, was the winner of last year's competition. We'll find out what new innovations are in store when this year's competition takes place next Wednesday at Purdue. Hat will be there. We'll bring you all the latest. I'm Eric Pfeiffer.